Transportation to one of Alaska's most remote communities has stopped because of a contract delay that's kept federal funding tied down. Helicopter flights to Diomede were suspended this week because of a complicated system of state and federal subsidies that expired June 30th before the yearly reauthorization contract was inked. Rich Sewell is a planner with the Alaska Department of Transportation and says the dollars paying for passenger flights to and from Diomede each Monday, weather permitting, come from a variety of sources.
There's part funding by USDOT matching dollar for dollar what the state of Alaska provides. And this funding just ensures that the air carrier gets to a break-even point. And like I said, the individuals have to pay an airfare.
The Diomede service is contracted through Ericsson, formerly Evergreen, and is subsidized by about $340,000 a year. Half of that is paid for by federal dollars from the U.S. Federal Department of Transportation. The state portion comes from a grant distributed by Kowarik. Passengers pay another $200 one way on top of that, which one Diomede resident staying in Nome until flights resume says makes the service financially affordable. Sewell says before weekly helicopter flights got subsidized, the situation was much worse.
Every time they sparked up that bird, it was $10,000. So you can imagine it got to the point it was pretty desperate out there. Say a mother would come in to Nome to deliver baby, and then the problem was how does she get back home to little Diomede?
Diomede is one of three communities in Alaska served by a modified version of the Essential Air Service Program set up back in 1978 as a way of ensuring rural residents wouldn't be completely abandoned by commercial flyers. In Alaska, the program will cost about $15 million this year, and Sewell says there's a reason why that doesn't amount to a giveaway to regional carriers.
Air carriers must be profitable, of course, to be in business. And like I said, I mentioned 82% of our communities in Alaska are off the road system. There's no other access. There's no other practical access. So it's not some kind of feather bedding program. I think that it's an essential air service.
Diomede's contract has to be renewed every year, and last year flights were halted for weeks while documents were being signed. According to a spokesperson for Senator Mark Begich, the holdup this time around was on the federal side and should be resolved as early as today. According to a pilot with Ericsson, if that's true, they could start bringing passengers to and from Diomede as early as this Thursday.